listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. There's been a mixed reaction to the energy regulator's announcement that energy prices will fall come the next financial year. Power bills for households are set to decrease by 2.5%, while small businesses will see their prices drop by 8.2%. But not everybody is impressed by those figures. Andrew Kay from the SA Business Chamber says prices have skyrocketed in recent years, so this small drop won't make a difference.
So if you're coming back to a rebate or a discount of around $500, it doesn't go very far to support that type of increase.
Another Limestone Coast non-profit group could potentially fold in the coming days. Members of Mount Gambier's Women in Business and Regional Development will be meeting to hold a vote on whether they should deregister and give their remaining funds to another local non-profit, Stand Like Stone. They've cited the pandemic, cost of living crisis and difficulty retaining volunteers as reasons for the vote. A software update is being blamed for a phone outage that occurred in Millicent last week. It saw Telstra Business customers losing voice and internet connectivity, with Telstra assuring us that the issue has since been resolved. The Millicent Police Station and High School were among those affected by the outage. Briefly, there's been a speed limit change on O'Leary Road and Lake Terrace East on Mount Gambier's outskirts. The limit is now 50k's an hour on both roads following a rise in residential traffic. And this weekend might be a good time to tidy your property before autumn storms start. That's according to the SES, which is warning us about the dangers of wild weather in March, April and May. SES Chief of Staff Robert Charlton says there's been a steady increase in requests for assistance at this time of year.
Particularly the Mount Gambier area, we've seen between sort of 20 to 40 jobs each year during the autumn period for the last 3 years.